toverenga gwaro tozoimba.
Now we're continuing with our message.
Tukoenderera mberi nemharidzo yedu.
Philippians chapter 1 verse 18. What then, notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Mercy rewrote my life.
Thank you, Jesus.
His mercy, mercy.
We continue with our subject, hold on to the absolute. In other service, we read what the prophet says in the message, in absolute, he was giving the definition of what absolute is. He was also quoting from Webster. He says, Webster says, it is perfect in itself and limited in its power. Primarily and ultimate. See, unlimited in its power, perfect in itself, and it really an ultimate.
Achina mugano pasimba uye ndo medziso yacho ndo magumo.
We also say it on 29 to say how every great achievement is tied to an absolute.
Zvino kubudirira kwose kunosungirirwa pamedziso.
You cannot run life without having an absolute.
Haugoniwo kurarama usina medziso.
You can't make an achievement without it being an absolute. For it is the final tie post. So yes, we notice that an absolute is the ultimate. The reason it is an ultimate is because it's unlimited in its power. And it's perfect in itself. It doesn't need any help. It's just perfect. We also notice that it is like the North Star when one is lost. That's what the prophet
says.
An absolute is the end of strife or the end of all arguments. I'll give you an example. In a ball match, the absolute is the referee. If he blows the whistle to say it's a foul, even if you think it wasn't a foul, he is the absolute. His blowing of the whistle is final. Even if, say for example, we left with 1 minute to the final score and he blows the whistle to say it's game over, and you continue playing and you score 10 goals, it's not counted because he is the absolute.
We
also look even at our courts. You go to the magistrate court. And you are not happy with the judgment. You have the right to appeal to the High Court. You are also not happy with that. You can appeal to the Supreme Court. But the judgment of the Supreme Court is absolute.
Mutongo we Supreme Court ndo meziso.
Even if you're still not happy, but their judgment is final. That is the end of all arguments. Christ is our absolute. The word is our absolute. In this day and age, Malachi 4's message is our absolute. It is the end of all arguments. People can argue, do whatever, but this one, the word of God, is the absolute. Let me just drop this. Even if women can preach so well, the ability they have, they can preach so well. Until the whole church, they can come right here on the altar. But this one is the absolute. That's the end of all arguments. I like the absolute. You follow what the absolute says and you're kept out of trouble. Even look at the traffic lights, the robots. It's the end of all arguments. Imagine, no wonder why even now when the traffic lights are not working, this one wants to go in, this one said, no, I came here first. This other one said, no, my car is nicer than yours, therefore I should go in first. So there are always arguments.
Robots.
But the traffic lights. End of all arguments. If it is green on my side, I have the right of way, I proceed with caution. If you pass through a red robot or traffic light, that's why you can be penalized. End of arguments as well.
But
you paying the fine.
Police.
You broke the rules of the absolute.
Vachora mutemo wemedziso.
So the word of God is our absolute.
Shokora mwari ndo medziso yedu.
Is the way out of all troubles.
Ndonzira kubva munjodzi dzose.
Is the way to peace.
Ndonzira yekurugare.
The way to success.
Ndonzira yekubudirira.
The way to life itself.
Ndonzira yeupenyu
pacha. That's what the prophet says, is to follow this star, the Lord Jesus.
Ndozvinotaurwa neprofita kuti nzira kutevera nyeredzi iyi Kristo Jesu.
And be tied to the North Star.
Iyo oramba wakanyatsotarisisa panyeredzi yemuchadenga.
And the Holy Spirit is the compass that will only point to that star.
Mweya mutsvene ndo munongedzo unokunongedzera chete kune nyeredzi iyoyo.
We are saying keep on holding to the absolute.
Tirikuti ramba wakabatirira pamedziso.
Despite what you are passing through,
zvisinei nezvauri kupindana nemazviri,
you keep on holding to the absolute.
Unoramba wakabatirira pamedziso.
The absolute is like an anchor holding onto a ship.
Medziso yakafanana nehoko pakasungirirwa chikepe.
Storms, billows may arise.
Dutu nemhepo huru zvingangouya.
The ship might be tossed up and about.
Chikepe chinogona kuendeswa uko chigoendeswa uko nemhepo.
But if they put on an anchor,
asi vakaroera hoko,
the shipmaster is safe. And he knows he doesn't struggle because he knows he is safe. Even if the billows rise, his ship is
alright.
Let us be steady in our absolute. This is the rock of ages. We are not saying you won't pass through situations. We are not saying you are immune from troubles. But we are saying the more troubles that arise, the more you hold on to the absolute. Because many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them all out of you. When trouble comes, it's teaching us to hold on to the absolute. It's not time to run away. Hold close. The prophet says, in the message, Joseph meeting his brethren. On 74, he says, whether we go over it, under it, around it, it doesn't matter, the anchor holds. So don't worry, brother, what you are passing through. What is important, ensure the anchor is holding on. That's the way when storms of life begin to shake
us.
We may have to go through, we may have to go over, under, around. But just let the anchor hold within the veil to the unseen. We don't know just exactly where it's at, but it's a holding. Just like the little boy, you know, that is the kite. You've heard the old proverb, the story said, how do you know you got the kite on the end of there? Said, I can still feel tugging. You know, that's our little boys, eh? They have the faith. As long as they can feel it tugging, they might not see it. But that pull, the young man knows the kite is still there. Even in the storms of life, brother and sister, it might appear as if you are alone, but know for sure he is walking closer to you. The story you heard about when things were rosy, moving on well, there were two set prints, footprints. There were two sets of footprints. But when things get so tough, he only saw one set of footprints. And he started complaining. Why is it when things are all right, you are moving with me, but when things are so tough, you leave me alone and I'm just walking alone? But he was told, the young man, don't worry, I will never leave you. When it is one set of footprints, I will be holding you and carrying you. So even in storms of life, brother and sister, he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Praise be the name of the Lord. So that's it. If we can feel it's still tugging, God dealing with our hearts, then we know our anger still holds. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you happy to be in the house of the Lord? There is no better place one can be on a Sunday morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Talking about the absolute. When you are in trouble, cry out to the absolute. Of course, the issue is, people, we only want to remember the absolute when we are in trouble. We're going to read, looking to the unseen, the prophet says on paragraph
4.
You know, the best armor that America has in this present crisis is God-fearing, praying people. I also want to localize it. The best armor that Eastly Tabernacle,
chombo chikuru chingawanikwa nekereke ye Eastly,
is God-fearing, praying people.
Vanu vanotya Mwari vanonamata.
If we fear God and we pray,
we
know we have got the best armor. So brother and sister, let's be on our post of duty. Let's pray. Let's fear God. And the devil doesn't want people to pray, because he knows he will be defeated. Because even if the weakest of them, believers, kneel down to pray, it's untold the damage that he or she brings to the kingdom of the enemy. The prophet goes on to say, that's the best. It's worth more than all the bombs and tanks that we could produce. God will always fight for his people.
Mwari vanogara vachirwira vanhu vavo.
So touch him as your absolute.
Saka iwe chitora Mwari semhedziso kwauri.
Because he will always fight for his people.
Nekuti vanogara vachirwira vanhu vavo.
Let us, if this whole nation with one accord would throw themselves to God in sackcloth and ashes of repentance and come back to the old fashioned pathways that our forefathers trod.
Vanhu vedu vakanyatsobatana chezvo pakunamata vakasvika panguva yekuzvipira pakutendeuka vobatira pakutenda kwemadzibaba edu avakafamba nawo.
There couldn't be a bit of harm come to us.
Hakuna kunyange kukwadzwa kungauya kwatiri.
I believe it would be worth more than all the ammunition plants and the things that we could make.
Ndinotenda kuti zvinenge zvakanyanyisa kunaka kudarika zvimwe zvombo zvese nema industry anogadzira zvombo ose atingadai china.
That's right.
Ndizvo chaizvo.
And all the bombs that we could have.
Zvimbambaira zvose zvatingadaro tinazvo.
There's nothing as great as prayer.
Hakuna chakakura kusvika pamunamato.
And this prayer, you are not making it to somebody.
Munamato hausi kuita kune mumwe munhu.
You are not making it to an idol.
Hausi kuita kumufananidzo.
You are making it to your absolute.
Uri kuita munamato kumhedziso yako.
And our absolute is not controlled by circumstances.
Mhedziso yedu isusu haitungamirirwi nezvimwe zvine mamiriro ezvinhu.
If your absolute is soccer,
kana iyo mhedziso yako iri nhabvu,
and there is rain,
kuri kunaya,
you won't go and watch your absolute.
Hauchaendi kundoona mhedziso yako nekuti kuri kunaya.
But our absolute,
asi isusu mhedziso yedu mani,
whether it's raining,
kungava kuri kunaya,
whether it's cloudy,
kune makore,
whether it's sun,
kune zuva,
all the time,
nguva dzose,
our absolute is always the ultimate.
Mhedziso yedu isagara ndo pekuguma.
Even 12 a.m.
nyango ine 12 dzenguva dzemanheru,
or 3 a.m. when the prophet woke up to pray,
3 dzemangwana napo muprofita vakamuka kuti anamata,
about the issue of Mrs. Weber,
panyaya ya Mrs. Weber,
our absolute. He doesn't sleep, he doesn't slumber. Anytime he's waiting to hear your cry. What a privileged people we are. When that veil was torn into twain. When that badger skin was torn into twain. It signified free access. Anytime you feel like you want to pour out, you go right ahead. There's nothing as great as prayer. God holds all the future in his hands. Someone asked me not long ago, said Brother Branham, what do you think about the future? I said, I do not know what the future holds. But I know who holds the future. So that's the thing, if I can keep acquainted with him. Let's keep being acquainted to our absolute. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, an absolute is an end of all arguments. When, for example, you are talking about a subject, this one might give his opinion. This one might also give a different opinion. But let an expert come and present his opinion or his line of thinking. That's the end of all strife or arguments. So we want to hold on to the true absolute. In
1
Kings
chapter 18,
there is a story there. wherein Elijah, he was sick and tired. People were saying, Baal is God.
They're
saying, let's worship him. Then he said, yes, let's come to a showdown. So that we bring the issue to finality. End of all strife. Praise be the name of the Lord. So what had happened? Elijah had withheld the heavens from pouring rain. So for 3 years, 6 months, there was no rain. And then he told the king Ahab to say, gather you people so that we see who the real and true absolute is. So Ahab sent unto the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel.
And
Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? Sometimes we have to come to a situation like this, wherein we are saying, let the true absolute reign. If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I alone remain a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks and let them choose one bullock for themselves and cut it in pieces and lay on the wood and put fire under, and I will dress the other bullock and lay it.
But you're
not going to put fire under it. And call upon the name of your gods, and I'll call upon the name of the Lord, and the God that answers by fire, let him be God. And this time now, those people who were quiet, they said, it is well spoken. I want to believe their thinking was, they thought, Elijah, he is one.
Elijah,
he is going to be defeated. Because on the other side, there are 450. But I want to tell you, brother and sister, one person holding on to the absolute is more than 450 holding on to Baal. I want to repeat it so that even the devil will hear it. One person holding on to the absolute is more dangerous than 450 people holding on their life to Baal. This is what happened here. Elijah then said, I am giving you first preference. Choose one bullock yourselves. Dress it first because you are too many. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't be threatened or frightened by numbers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Never. As long as God is with you. Oh, praise be the name of the Lord. I remember this other day. Gehazi woke up in the morning. He saw they were surrounded by soldiers. And he started to be fearful. Don't be afraid. Fear not. Anything that wants to bring fear to you, know it's of the devil. The prophet or the angel of the Lord, when I come into the prophet, he will just say, fear not. Praise be the name of the Lord. So I'm saying, fear not. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are in holding on to the absolute, nothing will harm you. The absolute can flex his muscles. We're going to see. Don't hold on to Baal. Baal does never and will never. You don't need to be a prophet to know that if you put your trust in Baal, you are doomed. You are defeated before you even start or proclaiming that you have put your trust in Baal. It's like you want to run a 100-meter race. And your legs are tied. I can just tell you will never win this race. But ourselves, we know, because we are holding on to the absolute, we are going, we are winners in this race. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even if the devil thinks he has scored so many against you, but no, as long as you keep holding to the absolute, you know, the absolute, even he can simply say, okay, you are defeated. Say, for example, 5 verses 2. Because he's the absolute, he can say no. You said, actually, no, it's not 5 verses 2. I'm subtracting 4 from you because that at the time you did not score well. I'm penalizing you. If you argue, you remove the last one so you have zero. And if you argue still, thrown in prison. Do you know if you go to court and you don't listen or you don't obey what her worship or his worship say, you can be, even if you have no case, you'll be thrown behind bars. After serving your sentence, you then come, they'll then try your issue. It pays to put your trust, to hold on to the absolute. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you go to 26, so they took the bullock that was given to them, and they were crying to
Baal,
but Baal could not hear. And Elijah was now mocking them and say, cry loud. He said, maybe he's talking to somebody, or he's on a journey, or he is asleep. I like Elijah. These are the things that we must supposed to do. To mock demons. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See somebody is sick. No, you can't be this. Wake up, sister. Wake up, brother. This is just a demon. And we don't have fellowship with the demons. The demon will leave. Demons, they hear. They hear demons.
Madimoni anonzwa.
So tell them.
Taurira madimoni.
Give them marching orders.
Wataurire kuti abve ipapo madimoni.
So after mocking them,
wapedza kuvashoropodza nekuvaseka.
They had to cut themselves.
Vakatanga kuzvicheka cheka ivo pachavo.
Blood gushing out.
Ropa zvinoraa kuchijudha chibva pavari.
But there was no answer.
Panga pasina mhinduro pauna pari.
But listen now to the one.
Asi chiteererai manje kune uyo.
Who was holding on to the true absolute.
Anga akabatirira pamhedziso yemazvirwa.
He started preparing or repairing the altar.
Akuchitanga zvinokuisa atari yake panzvimbo.
Putting 12 stones.
Achiisa ake matombo ake.
And then he put on the altar. And then he put wood. And then cut the bullock in pieces. Listen now to his instructions. That's why personally I don't believe in helping God. If I have to help God, he doesn't deserve my praises or worship. He is saying,
Elijah,
fill 4 barrels with water. And pour it on the burnt offering and on the wood. Maybe let me just stop here, just explain it. The instruction was, they were given each one a bullock. You cut and you put it, but you are not going to put on fire. Now, so Elijah, he says,
Elijah akati,
the characteristic of water is that it puts out fire. So that's why after doing all those, he said, dig some trenches. And pour water. So that peradventure, there is somebody who has something between his 2 fingers that he puts on his mouth. You know, there are some people who are not, you know, very good, you know, to themselves. They want to burn themselves, you know, and put smoke in themselves, you
know.
So he was saying, in case there are some people like that, it might fall down. Okay, that's what started the fire. So he said, put pour water around about it. And he said, do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, do it the third time. And they did it the third time. I like the Bible language 35. And the water ran around about the altar. And he filled the trench also with water. So even if you are going to light matches, water was not going to come out here. But it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, we are saying an absolute is the ultimate, the end of all arguments. So an argument should come to an end here. Baal's team, 0. They failed to score. They were given the preference. Now here comes the prophet of the Lord, who was holding on to the absolute. He is declaring He said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel.
Ishe mwari wa Abraham, Isaka na Israel.
Let it be known this day that thou art God in
Israel
and that I am thy servant and I have done all this at thy word. Hear me, O Lord. Hear me that these people may know that thou art God and thou hast turned their back again.
When
people were crying out to Baal, Baal did not listen. He did not hear. But listen to what Elijah is preaching or speaking to his God. He is asking his God to act. God has been put on his post of duty. He is ready to flex his muscles now. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust. Hey.
Moto wa mwari ndoku bawa kuruka. Ndoku nanzwa mvura. Ndoku nanzwa shipiriso. Ndoku nanzwa huni. Ndoku nanzwa gurua.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is what our God can do.
Amen.
Ever seen dust being leaked? And leaked up the water that was in the trench. And when the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is the God. This is the end of strife. This is the end of arguments. When the absolute is on the scene, that is the end of arguments. Praise be the name of the Lord. We believe, brother and sister, when you hold on to the absolute, you are all powerful. Because the absolute is with you. Praise be the name of the Lord. Some people put their absolute in their army. Oh, but brother, look at how unfair people of this world are. Them, the seniors, they won't go to war. The closest war that they reach is right at the tarmac, seeing you off the plane.
I
even remember also even our dearly beloved raided in Tebe, if you, I'm sure you know that one. Yes, that's our nice beloved country, Israel. When about 100 of their people were taken hostage, I remember the most senior army personnel on the tarmac, he was saying, what you have been asked to do is very important for the state of Israel, and I know you are going to do your level best. Shalom, bye-bye. And the other people like Yoni and Netanyahu, they were so happy knowing that they were doing something good for the state of
Israel.
This is what happens on the natural. But our absolute, the word of God, God himself, when he is sending you, brother, he goes together with you. When things are so tough, he can even go in you. I'll be with you and in you until the end of the age. So hold on to this absolute. Praise be the name of the Lord. Brother and sister, if we have trust, confidence in our absolute, some of the things that we say, we are in trouble. Even asking for prayer, you might not even ask for it. Because you have so much confidence in the absolute. Is that possible? The prophet tells us a story. There was an old woman struck with arthritis. So she could hardly move, so she had two crutches. Now when it came, yes, truth. Okay, that's it. So let's read it. So this woman, she's coming on the prayer line. Full of arthritis with crutches. And yes, you know, just so bad. Prophet saying, and bless her old heart.
Amen.
I hope to meet her in glory someday. Oh, let's live right, brother and sister. You will also meet this one and ask her personally. No, so she's coming to the prayer line. So when she got right up, close to me, like that, she looked up at me with them great big ditches in her face, the old
mother.
And the tears making their way down through them old ditches. Many a hard day on that desert. An old mother probably had rocked her babies on many times and lived on whatever they could get hold of. She looked at me like that and her lips was quivering. She kindly smiled. That's the right attitude, brother. She is in pain, but she's looking at the one who is representing God. She kindly smiled, batted her eyes, reached over. Listen to this one now. Got hold of one crutch. So that is the old woman. After kindly smiling, batting her eyes, she reached over, got a hold of one crutch, and the other one put it under her hand. Handed up to me, straightened up and went away walking. This is faith, brother and sister. She didn't need any prayer. She just was supposed to hand over the crutches to the prophet. What was it? She wasn't prayed for. Didn't ask to be. God rewarded her for her faith. Praise be the name of the Lord. So some of these things, brother and sister, you claim what you want. If you don't want to be prayed for, just hand over your sickness and leave. This is what this old woman did. She said, I don't want to waste time. I just want to hand over. Praise be the name of the Lord. I'm looking for somebody who is saying also, I want to be like this old woman who handed over that which was hindering her to move well. If you have arthritis, a As it is being spoken of, you hand it over to the giver. Praise be the name of the Lord. The right mental attitude towards any of God's promises will bring it to pass. Don't feel sorry, brother. Don't even be frowning. The absolute can change any situation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be the name of the Lord. In the message, go tell my disciples. 142, just try to hurry up.
142.
The prophet says, look at a little robin. He will raise every morning the first thing, throw his face upwards towards the heaven, and go to singing the top of his voice. That is a little robin. Every morning, raising up, watching in heaven, start singing. What is this doing? Holding on to its absolute. You never seen any of them with high blood pressure, walking on crutches with diabetes. That should challenge somebody who has diabetes. That should challenge somebody with the blood pressure. That should challenge somebody walking on crutches. Don't feel offended. Say, Lord, why was this spoken even today? Say, Lord, who is more precious in your sight? A little robin or me? If a little robin does not suffer from BP, I am handing over my BP right now. I'm handing over my diabetes right now. Even my back pain, I'm handing it over. Hand over, brother. Don't carry your situation. Hand over, take over. The devil has to take it over. Because it came from him. Tell that devil. The spoken word has been declared. I have the right to hand over. Therefore, that which you unlawfully gave to me, I am here to enforce it. If he doesn't want to take it, escalate it to the enforcer. The Holy Ghost, the prophet says, is the enforcer. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You'll never see them suffering from blood pressure, brother. Said a little robin one time, well, I wonder what's the matter with these people. These things. This is a little robin having fellowship with another little robin. They can't understand these people, these things, and the creatures that call themselves human beings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A little robin doesn't understand you. Why does this one continue being with his or her BP? But that BP, no, that thing should go. Brother,
it doesn't take you to heaven because you have BP. It doesn't have any form of Christianity. Yeah, you simply have BP, that's it. A little robin. Laughing at us.
I like the way the prophet says it. Till she tells my creatures, isn't those Rakutito, these things, creatures.
We'll be saying to those birds, are these creatures, but the birds are also saying to us, these creatures.
Calling themselves human beings. Oh, listen. These creatures called human beings. Why they must be so sad? Maybe they haven't got a heavenly father like we've got that can take care of us. Who is your father? Praise be the name of the Lord. Do you know your father? If you know your father, you can go to his house and say whatever is contained herein belongs to me, because he is your father. That's why these little robins, early morning they rise, they are looking up to heaven, they are singing to say, thank you Lord, another day you have given me, thank you Lord, I don't have BP, thank you Lord, I don't have diabetes. This is a little robin. Brother, if a robin can do that, it makes somebody who is blind to say, I receive my sight. Somebody on a wheelchair to say, I'm standing up on my wheelchair. It's Congressman Upshaw,
Congressman
who was wheelchair bound for 66 years. If he realized, I hold on to the absolute, he stood up for the first time. It is possible even now. I don't care how long your disease has been, even how long your situation has been, I want to invite you to my absolute. My absolute knows no defeat. He is my heavenly father. If you are in need, brother and sister, call upon him. He will come to your rescue. I'm remembering my father Abraham. He has been waiting for a son. He said, I am long waiting for a son. 25 years. He had a need. The absolute had it. The absolute had it. You know what he did? He made a body. He created a body out of potash, calcium, and petroleum. So he created three bodies. One was here. He just said, psh, step in Michael. He said, psh, step in Gabriel. He also said another one. He stepped in on that body. They informed Amorphous himself. Three men started walking. That was God in human flesh. This is the absolute. He Amorphous himself. Devils were watching heaven. They didn't realize the all-powerful one, the mighty conqueror, he was having dust on his feet. Why was he doing that? There was Abraham with a need. Do you have a need this morning? Are you a royal seed of Abraham? It is possible. You can pull God down. God can morph himself to ensure your situation is met. To ensure you have a good sleep, brother. Nothing is too hard for him. What did he do?
sei.
He went.
Akaenda.
Fellowship with his friend.
Washianana neshamwari yavo.
What was happening?
Chii changa chiri kuitika.
The all powerful one.
Uyo wemasimba ose.
He was attending to a need.
Anga ari kuenda kunane chishuwo.
After eating
sumptuous
meal, brother. So, brother, when you receive visitors, feed them the best of your ability. Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
After feasting, he said, can I hide something? Praise be the name of the Lord. Some situations, they are only resolved by a meal. Some situations, they don't need prayer. They only need a meal. Get over and talk about it. Glory be to God. And Isaac came on the scene. Why did God come down? Because Abraham had a need. He wanted a son. Not only a son. A royal seed of
Abraham.
No wonder why, brother. Abraham was particular.
Abraham anga ari
about this son called Isaac.
The
Bible says, when Ishmael was about to marry, his mother Hagar went to Egypt to get a woman and give to the son
Ishmael.
Abraham said nothing.
Abraham anachakataura.
But when it came to time for an heir, the royal seed, when it was his time to get married, he had to give strict instructions to Eliezer. Eliezer was asked to swear. He said, hold here and swear unto me that you are not going to take the daughters of this Canaanite. God is particular about you, sister. God is particular about you, brother. He will give instructions. No wonder why, brother. When yes, all things was done, the wife came in. He was protecting that lineage. We are also of that lineage. No wonder why. We got to talk about the absolute. To say, let's hold on to this absolute. If an unbeliever goes and commit adultery, it doesn't matter. But for the royal seed, angels will be standing
to
say, Lord, have you seen what is happening there? There is your son or your daughter. You are being protected. Sometimes, when you are going to commit sin, God can even cause you have an accident. So that you don't go to and commit that sin. That is God protecting his gift. Because you are the royal seed of
Abraham.
And brother and sister, when this
Isaac,
when he was of age, small little boy, God wanted him to be sacrificed. It was just a game, brother. The same play that we are in. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Play your part well. If your part is to give, Give the best of your ability. If your part is to visit the sick in hospital, do it to the best of your ability. If your part is to laugh, do it to the best of your ability. Some might be saying, laughing? There are some people who are full of anger within their hearts, such that a shirt that ordinarily should fit them, it will not fit because he is bulging because of hate. So you need those people who just pour out laughter. And you see demons going away.
Amen.
Do it to the best of your ability. Our musicians, I liked it every before service, they go to pray. The reason is they're inviting the presence. So that when they begin playing, demons,
my demon,
those who are heavy laden, it will just go away. Remember Saul? David will just pray the harp. And demons will just go away. Everyone on his post of duty. If your duty is to clap hands, clap to the best of your ability. If your duty is to shout Hosanna, you scream it out, Hosanna. You know devils, they don't want to hear Hosanna. They don't want to hear it. Triumphal entry. When the Lord Jesus Christ was making his triumphal entry, people were singing, shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna,
Hosanna, Hosanna.
Demon possessed people, they were saying, tell them to shut up. My Lord, he said, if they shut up, if they keep quiet, these rolling stones will shout, Hosanna. I am not going to allow a natural stone to shout Hosanna when I have my God-given mouth. I will shout Hosanna. I will shout Hosanna. Praise be the name of the Lord. The Lord is my strength. The absolute is my strength. When you are weak, you feel like you want to give up, I'm introducing you to the absolute. Praise be the name of the Lord. No wonder why David said in Psalms 27, the Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? When you are moving with the absolute, there is no need for you to fear. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and foes, come to eat my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Why? You are holding on to the absolute. Though an host should encamp up against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this I will be confident. When the soldiers are encompassing about you, you can go Sit on your table. You start eating, brother and sister. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. My absolute does not run away. He takes me and hides me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Praise be the name of the Lord. Even when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Naturally, it happens, brother. Some unlearned, untaught, unscrupulous fathers, they deny their children. Good for nothing fathers. And if you are a child, don't you worry, because you are fulfilling. There is a scripture here. There is an absolute to say, when my father and my mother shall forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
It is better for me to be forsaken by an earthly father and taken up by the absolute. He deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies. For false witnesses are risen against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. Some people are full from the bottom of their toes to the top of their crown. They are full of cruelty. Those are the people. They want to eat you or to swallow you alive. But I have good news, brother. The absolute, he will keep you. He will hide you in his pavilion. So don't worry. Even if the prophet says, even if your neighbor don't like you, walk with God.
Amen. Amen.
Don't worry. As long as you're on the side of the absolute, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And he shall strengthen thine heart. And say,
what?
And I say on the Lord, and wait on the Lord. Praise be the name of the Lord. Don't worry of people, brother. What you just need to do, hold on to the absolute. Put all your confidence in the absolute.
Isaiah 31.
Oh, look at this. Starting from the first verse. Woe unto them that go down to Egypt for help, and stay on horses, and trust in chariots, because there are many, and in horsemen, because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of
Israel.
Who is this Holy One of
Israel?
This is our absolute. Neither seek ye the Lord. Listen to verse 3.
Amen.
Now the Egyptians are men. They are human beings. So if you are putting trust in Egyptians or men, the Egyptians are men and not God. And their horses flesh and not spirit. Listen to the absolute. When the absolute, when the Lord shall stretch out his hand, both he that helpeth shall fall, and he that hopen shall fall down, and they all shall fall together. So what is important? Don't put your trust in men. Put your trust in the absolute. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be the name of the Lord. We saw our Elijah of old, who was called to a showdown, and the Lord delivered him. And that was the end of all strife. It also happened in the days of our Elijah. He visited
India.
And the people were talking good about their gods. They were the Mohammedans. The Buddhists, they were there. The Jains or the Sikhs, they were there speaking well of their gods. But it came to a showdown time. So there was a blind man who came. And then the prophet says, when I was talking to you, you were proud of your gods. You people of the Buddha, you want everyone to be a Buddhist. And then he says, let the God that give this man he back his side, we will worship such a God. I like that one. Hallelujah. People will always want to worship the creation instead of worshiping the creator. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God, who is rich in mercy, he came to the showdown. And immediately the prophet saw a vision. Then he says, I see this man was not born blind. And he's been blind for 20 years. The reason why he is blind, as a human being, he wants to worship. And his God is the Son. And I see him looking at the sun, worshipping in the sun. And that made him blind. Then he said, I am giving you first preference. Same thing that happened to Elijah of old. Elijah, he said, you are many. You are 450, you are many. I'm giving you the opportunity to go first. The prophet William Marion Branham is also giving preference to the Mohammedans, to the Buddhists, even to the Sikhs, to say, here is an opportunity for you. If he sees, if he can see, we will all worship him. But if my God is going to give him his sight, we need to worship the true God. This is showdown time. We are calling you for a showdown. There was such quietness, brother, because they realized their gods were not able to do it. But then comes the prophet. He was just praying. He said, let it be known, the same way Elijah of old says it. And immediately, the blind man received his sight. Went, got hold of the prophet on the west. Got a hold of the mayor. In happiness, brother, what was happening? The absolute in plain view. Brother and sister, we are saying today, when the going gets tough, Hold on to the absolute. When it gets so bad, when it hurts so bad, hold on to the absolute. When in distress, discontentment, hold on to the absolute. You are being rejected. No one loves you. Hold on to the absolute. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some might even think of committing suicide. I have good news for you. Hold on to the absolute. He will change your situation. Praise be the name of the Lord. Don't think of dying. The absolute died in your stead already. And he cares the absolute. Do you care? He cares. Praise be the name of the Lord. You tried this, brother. You tried that, sister. Everything failed. Don't worry. Hold on to the absolute. Jonah in the belly of the fish. He tried this looking this way. It was the belly of the fish. He changed direction. This way. Belly of the fish. This way again. Belly of the fish. He said, this is just but lying vanities. I keep on holding to the absolute. I remember when the temple was dedicated by Solomon. He said, if your people who are called by your name, if they are taken captive because of their sins, but if they bethink themselves and come back and pray, hear them from heaven, thy dwelling place. He started praying. As soon as he started praying, brother, time is trouble. Hit the whale or the fish. From where it is, it's safety, brother. It went where it is exposed. The things of God don't need understanding. Look at the fish, brother. Its home is in the water. But now, when prayer was made, run, it swam so fast. Wanted to go to the land. Your problem, brother, issue to carry you even to your success. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In other words, brother, when you try this and it fails, you try that one, it fails again. Start thanking the Lord. To say, my failure, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Our God is more than able to do it. And our absolute is our precious hiding place. You just go in there and hide. While some, their absolutes, is soccer stars, film stars, even kings. But I want to introduce you to my absolute. I want to introduce you to the absolute of all times. He is the ultimate. While these other people put their trust in kings. But my absolute is the king of them kings. He is the Lord of lords.
The
bright and morning star. He is the north star. The prince of peace. The mighty in battle. The mighty conqueror. Who fills all space and eternity. Who knows no defeat. Who knows the end from the beginning. Who wants everything. Who is the Alpha and Omega? Who is the beginning and the end? Who is full of mercy? He is our hiding place. When you are in trouble, brother, go to this precious hiding place. He is our absolute. Oh, brother, he takes captivity captive. Even when you are going down the forbidden way, you cry out to him. Say, Lord, I'm coming back home. You are saying the path of sin too long I've trod.
He's
saying, Lord, I'm coming home. He hears, he listens, and he answers prayer. Brother, that's the reason why he went on the cross of Calvary.
It's
especially for you. To redeem you. To ensure, brother, that you live a victorious life. Because we say it. When in a battle, he goes together with you. So be encouraged, brother and sister, to say the battle is not yours, but it is his battle. Therefore, there is no need for you to fear. Fear not. You just stand still. Fear not. You cry and you speak. People, they fear too much. They fear too much, brother. There is no need for you to fear. Because the one who wrote the promise is more than able to ensure that which he wrote comes to pass. Remember, he swore by himself. He could not swear by heaven. Neither could he swear by earth. Because heaven and earth will pass away. But he only swore by something that's not pass away. By myself have I sworn, say the Lord, that in blessing I will bless thee. In multiplying thy seed as the stars of heaven. And thy seed shall possess the gates of the enemy. Who is giving this instruction? It is the absolute. So we are saying, hold on to the absolute. Look at the word. Hold on to it. If you see something, brother, where you are not able to pass through, hold on to the absolute. The absolute is all powerful. And he gives. He protects. And he gives you the desires of your heart. Praise be the name of the Lord. God bless you as we stand on our feet.